Welcome back, everybody. This is the eBay Auction Tips Task Force with your co-host Scott Patton and Tim Knox. How are you doing today, Tim?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Excellent. Our last podcast on market research was great information. Had lots of really good feedback from our listeners, and I know I got a lot out of it. So thank you very much once again for telling us about how we can research our products and our pricing and everything else on eBay. And we were talking, as you know, I spent a lot of time blogging and teaching people how to put up their blogs and their podcasts and everything else. And you told me something that I just blew my mind. And that was that eBay has blogs on it now.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Maybe it's because eBay didn't tell anybody. I'm gonna have to go out there and apply for a job as a press liaison or something because, you know what? I keep saying this. eBay is never been one to lead the forefront, but when a concept is proven, they will jump on. They have blogs now. They've got a like what they call My World, which is their MySpace version. They've got chat rooms. They've got forums. It's like eBay is finally kicking and screaming into the new millennium or something.
The Web 2.0 eBay.
eBay 2.0.
Right. Cool. So tell me a little bit more about the blogs. Like, is it easy to set them up? Or
you know, it really is. I mean, that's one thing you've got to give eBay credit is they have really simple interfaces. You can never find anything on their website, but once you do, you know, setting up a blog is just, it's really simple. It's just point and click. If I'll give you the address because you probably aren't going to find this linked anywhere from eBay's website. It's blogs.ebay.com. Blogs, okay. Or as we say here in Alabama, blogs, but it's blogs.ebay.com. And once you go there, you're going to see a really simple interface. Now, of course, you've got to have an eBay account to play, but you can see other people's blogs that are listed there. You can set up your own, real simple to do. It's 1, 2, 3. You know, you create the blog, you personalize and name your blog, and then you just start posting. Now, you know, the thing that excites me so much about this is eBay will let you link to your blog from your sales pages, which is just tremendous because, you know what, on your blog you can put links to your website, links to your other products, maybe some affiliate links. I mean, you can really get creative. And it's real simple to do. If you go to that blogs.ebay.com, when you click on Create Your Blog, all you have to do is enter your eBay login information, and it immediately takes you to the blog interface where you can start.
I was logged in, and so I didn't even have to do that.
Yeah.
And it just said, okay, here's your first post. Post it. And you've got the RSS feeds. You've got the tagging.
Yeah, the cool thing about eBay blogs too is you can put in, you know, your eBay information. That's one thing also on the My World MySpace knockoff that they're doing. You know, they have little snippets of code over there that'll let you put in, you know, your feedback, your auctions. It's really pretty cool.
Very cool. Well, I know that Google loves blogs. It loves WordPress blogs. It really likes Blogger blogs because it owns Blogger. And you've said on more than one occasion that eBay and Google are very, we'll call it friendly.
They are very friendly, yeah.
You know, you'll see if someone puts an auction up on eBay, oftentimes that will appear very quickly in the Google results, right?
Yeah, it really will. Yeah, Google and eBay seem to be big buddies. And, you know, Google crawls eBay's site just like it does everyone else, although I would suspect it crawls eBay's sites multiple times a day, if not multiple times an hour. So yeah, you know, chances are you could create a blog and, you know, within a day or two, it could very well show up on Google.
Those blogs will have links. If they have links to your auctions, to your About Me page, to your website, those links get spidered and they get counted because Google likes it if you've got a lot of different links to your web pages.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and again, the thing that I really like about this is what we talk about in the Auction Traffic Mastery is a great way to get traffic from eBay to your other websites. Mm-hmm. Man, this is a perfect funnel. You set up an eBay blog. You link to your blog from all of your sales pages, you know, from your About Me page. And, again, you could put links to your other websites. You could put your products. It's just it's tremendous. It's a great way to get more traffic and more sales. So bravo eBay for finally discovering blogs.
Yeah, like 5 years later.
Well, yeah, you know, they're always late to the dance, but you know what? They always somehow end up leading. So
yes, well, it's very similar to Microsoft. Microsoft will look at what's sort of going on and then get in, and they may not even actually get in with the best product, but then they just keep working on improving it, improving it, improving it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
And
exactly.
So those of us that are entrepreneurs and feel like we need to be first with to market, maybe that's not quite the case.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people worry about first to market, but you know, eBay's—they're smart. They understand blogging and the whole Web 2.0 thing really isn't their core focus. Their core focus is giving people an auction platform. So, you know, why would they go out there and risk trying to prove this other concept? Hey, they just wait for somebody else to prove it, and then they plug it in. The beautiful
right.
thing is they've got all this traffic.
Yeah,
you know,
we can take advantage of it.
There you go. So,
tell me more about this My World thing you're mentioning.
Yeah, this is eBay's version of MySpace. They call it My World.
And let me guess, there's no link anywhere to it.
I can't find it anywhere. I actually had to go over to AuctionBite's website and search on one of their old articles to find this. And you know, this has been launched for months. And I don't know why eBay's not tooting it. Who knows? This is a horn they're not blowing.
But let me guess. Since it was blogs.ebay.com, this must be myworld.ebay.com.
Ooh, give that man a cookie. Give that man a cookie. Yeah, it is myworld.ebay.com. And it is kind of like MySpace. And it's really cool because you can go in there, and if you don't know what MySpace is, you know, basically it's a web page that you can set up with your own photos and, you know, information about you or what have you. This is the same kind of deal. I mean, the interface is startling in its similarity to MySpace. Of course, you know, I'm not a lawyer, so we won't go there. But
right.
but it's again pretty easy. You just click get started, and you know, you set it up. And what I really like about this is you know, eBay gives you little snippets of code where you can include your feedback on your on your MySpace or My World page.
I just signed up. One click, signed up because I was already signed in.
Mm-hmm.
I have it up, and it's got my last two feedbacks showing.
Yeah, isn't that something? It'll show your feedback. It'll show, you know, if you've got reviews of stuff.
It has my blog.
It has a link to your blog. It also should have a link. If anyone had left you comments on your blog, those would show up as well.
Yep.
So this is just, you know, it's just another way that eBay is giving you an opportunity to drive more traffic to your other products in your website. And, you know, again, this is pretty cool. You can add content. You can change your layout. It's all point and click. And, you know, if you can do MySpace, you can do this really simply. And you know, if I were a really active seller on eBay, I would have a My World page. And I've got one. But if I was really an active seller, I would make it unbelievable. You know, I would spend a lot of time setting up My World page. I would work on my blog because, again, you know, if people go to eBay and they search on a product you're selling, if you've got a link to your blog and to your My World page there, guess what? They're going to click and go over there, and then you can have links to your other websites and other products. It's just, you know, eBay is such a great way to funnel traffic. Now, they're giving you the tools to do it. And they're free, so you might as well take advantage of
them. That's very cool. And there's two – I just added a module, the reviews and guides module, because if you write a review of a product, and maybe it's a product that you're selling, or if you write a guide about how to use whatever the product is, you can have those on your pages. And that's another way of getting other eyeballs that might not be coming to your auction to your auction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's one thing I love about that is getting involved in the community. And eBay really does have a big sense of community. You know, along with the My World and the blogging thing. You know, they've got chat rooms. They've got
this. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, man. If you go to, of course, you know, there's no direct,
chat,
there's
chat
no direct link.
<I've gone.
laughs> No, actually, I'm here. Hang on. You, what you have to do again is go to the site map, and over on the right side, you're going to see Connect. And under the Connect, you're going to see chat rooms. You're going to need to see discussion boards. You're going to see the blogs, the My World. eBay is even getting involved in Wikipedia now. You know, so you can
you're
go.
Kidding.
No, they've got a thing called eBay Wiki, which Wiki for some reason just makes me grin. I don't know why, but just the word Wiki. If you click on that, you can go over there and you can see all these categories, and you can start, you know, contributing to the eBay Wiki, to the Wikipedia. So,
wow.
You know, but anyway, if you go back to the sitemap, you're going to find chat rooms, you're going to find discussion boards, and, you know, chat rooms and forums were the original, you know, social networking tools. You know, mm-hmm. chat's been around forever, so is the discussion boards, but a great way to get noticed is to participate really in those discussion boards. You know,
that's what we've really noticed. One of our podcasts, as you know, is Weight Loss in the Mind, weightlossinthemind.com. And
I had weight loss in the brain. Man, I think it's a medical condition.
and somebody on one of the other weight loss discussion boards had listened to us and told the people there, and we had like 300 people come to the listen to our podcast in a couple of days from that, because we can follow the links from that board. And we were just like, wow, right?
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
It is. So if, and I think that, you know, the eBay people are on the discussion boards because they're very, very interested in whatever the topic of the particular board is. So, I mean, if you sell model trains, the people in the model train discussion board typically are very, very interested in that. And you can get some really good conversations. And I guess my warning to everybody is, you know, don't go into a discussion board saying, you know, I've got an auction on a model train, you know, come and see it.
Yeah.
That's not the way to do it, right? Find some, always give before you ask. It's kind of my law of discussion boards. And so find out what people are asking about or what questions people have, spend a little time, get an answer for them, and then start developing your reputation. And you can usually have it like a signature file, right? You know, Scott, I'd like model trains. Here's my About Me page. Here's my blog page, my MySpace page, my auction page, and then go at it that way. So it's a kind of a don't go in as a hard sell.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. Here's some more advice. Don't go in there like a know-it-all. You know, don't go in there, you know, acting like you're smarter than anybody else. You know, the purpose of these forums is not to give you a place to show off your high intelligence or your big vocabulary. And because I used to hate getting in these forums because people were always picking fights. And it really you know, it really was a, you know, a contest about who was smarter and who had the biggest vocabulary. You know, the way that you should approach these forums is go in there and look to be helpful. You know, if someone has a question that you've got an answer to, answer it nicely. You know, don't go in and go, ah, you idiot. Here's how, you know, that's not going to get you anything but flame. And I have to tell you, your credibility and your reputation, you can die by your reputation in these forums. If people tag you as being a smart aleck, a know-it-all, that, man, they're going to flame you like you wouldn't believe. So always go into these forums with an air of helpfulness. You know,
I think one of the other things too is when you're looking at your screen, it's very easy to type stuff that you would never say if the guy was standing or woman was standing right beside you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, if you wouldn't like say it to them face to face, don't type it. And it's so easy for us to just, oh, I'm protected, I'm behind the screen, right? It's really a funny part of human nature.
Well, you know, it really is. This one thing that I don't particularly care about the internet is it's very easy to hide behind the anonymity.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and this is kind of funny. You know, I have had little old ladies, little old grandmothers who, you know, have the word God in their email address, just, you know, just chew me out for things that they thought I had done wrong. For example, if they had ordered something and it didn't get in their email address in a split second, or if it was, you know, filtered out or whatever, you know, they just blast you. And then when I email back apologizing, they'll go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you could tell it was me. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm coming to your house. No.
Right.
You know, so yeah, people will do that. They'll hide behind, you know, the shield of the internet, and they'll be ugly. You know, they'll say things that they normally wouldn't say to people. And so don't do that, because it will come back to haunt you. Just, you know, be helpful. You know, be inquisitive. Another great way is to post questions yourself. You know, get people answering your questions. It's all about, you know, getting to know each other, getting to be buddies in this community. So that's the way you do the forums.
One of the things that my dad used to always didn't he said to me once that I remember, I don't know if he said it often or not, but it really stuck with me, is he says, the real test of a person's character is what they will do when they know no one will catch them.
Yeah. That's great.
You really know who you are when, you know, right. I can steal that chocolate bar. No one will catch
me.
But I don't.
Are you going to eat that grape standing there in the produce department? Is that grape free? You know, my daughter did that. We were shopping the other day. She was going back to college, and she's bagging up some grapes, and she's eating about as many as she's bagging. And I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, well, I'm going to buy them. And I'm like, well, you're not going to buy the ones you've got in your mouth. What, are they going to scan your head? What are you doing, silly college girl? So, yeah, that's a great point. Don't do something you wouldn't do if you didn't know God was watching. There you go.
There you go. So we've got these great forums that you can find that are laser targeted on different specific markets and niche markets. We have these blogs that you can do, and we've proven over the last 3 years that if you've got some blogs and you've got links on those blogs to your web pages, that if nothing else, Google loves that, and you'll get better page rank, you'll get higher in the rankings, which should mean you get more traffic. They've taken a look at what MySpace has done, and they've got their My World version of it up there so that you can have this sort of community that you build. You've got the chat room so that you can give great customer service. People have questions about your products, you can talk to them like one-on-one. So there's a lot of really good, I guess we would call them social networking tools on eBay now that really, you know, I had not heard of them before you and I started talking about them. So they're not well known and having said that, they're really well known on eBay, because you go into any of these discussion groups and there's just huge numbers of people participating.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah, if you're a regular eBay seller, you know, the forums have been around for a while, so they're always very heavily populated. But you know, the MySpace, the My World, and the blog stuff is relatively new. eBay, for some reason, hasn't really, you know, did a big announcement of this, but I think the smart eBay sellers and you know, the information product sellers that are now learning, you know, from us that eBay is a great place to sell your products. Mm-hmm. You know, these are tools that if you're not using them, you're missing out on sales. You are.
Absolutely. So homework for our listeners, if you're active on eBay, and even if you're not, well, if you're not active on eBay, make sure you've got an eBay account. Set up a blog, set up a My World page for yourself, and, you know, explore all those things. Make sure you've got links on both your blog and your My World to your About Me page, to your auctions, to your websites, if you've got websites. And I would really strongly recommend taking maybe 15, 20 minutes and go into the forums and find some discussion groups on whatever it is that your topic is. If it's model trains or Japanese antiques, like we talked about last time, or whatever it is, and just take a look at how many people are participating. And those are people that you can contact and connect with for free, who are very interested in what you want to sell.
Yep, very good.
Cool. All right, well, thanks, Tim, for taking time out of your busy day. I know that you're going to be heading out to a few seminars in the next little while, aren't you?
Well, I am. You know, I think you and I both are going to be at Focus for the Future in Dallas. Is that next month?
It's in March, mid-March.
March, yeah. So that's going to be one. I've got several other events lined up. I've got one in Nashville. Ray Perry is doing, I believe that one's in April. And then later in the year, she does one in L.A. that I'll be at. And
nice.
So, yeah. So I don't go to a whole lot of those. I'm kind of a homebody. But, mm-hmm. The ones that I go to, you're talking about a great place to network. You know,
yes.
I mean, that just is tremendous. I mean, that's where I met you. And look
that's
at us,
right.
Look at us now.
Yeah, Focus for the Future last September. It was awesome.
Yep.
So. Cool. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to listen to some of the other podcasts that we have done and you don't know where to go get them, head over to www.ourauctionpodcast.com, and they're all listed there. There's a little announcement list that you can join. It's managed by Podomatic, so you'll get no spam at all if you sign up. But every time we upload a podcast, we send out an email to everybody saying that our latest podcast is up. Head over and listen to them. You can also subscribe through iTunes from the site, and that way you'll never miss any of our great podcasts. And we'd really appreciate it if you would take time out of your busy day to head over there and leave a comment. If you've got a question for Tim or myself, let us know. We'll deal with them in future podcasts. And we want this to be more of an interactive, two-way discussion as opposed to just us talking about what we think is of interest. And hopefully, and our feedback is that you're quite interested in our topic, so that's the good news. So.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, give that URL one more time because you kind of cut out on me there. Let's make sure they get it.
It's our auction, O-U-R, auctionpodcast.com.
Cool. We make things easy to find, unlike eBay.
Great. Well, until next time, goodbye, everybody. You can say goodbye too, Tim.
Oh, goodbye too, Tim.